Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Joburg reaches a high of 30 this afternoon. Pretoria 33. Polokwane 28. The South African National Defence Force has confirmed that 9 South African peacekeepers have been killed in clashes with M23 forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Fighting has raged in the region despite calls from the international community for the Rwandan-backed M23 to halt its advance on Goma, the key city in the mineral-rich east and home to more than a million people. SANDF spokesperson Sipiwe Dlamini says 7 of the soldiers were part of the regional force sent by the South African Development Community, while 2 were from the UN peacekeeping force MINUSCO.
The number of injured is still to be confirmed. However, members suffered various degrees of injuries.
Meanwhile, the UN Security Council will convene an emergency meeting today over the deadly clashes. Malawi and Uruguay yesterday also announced the death of their soldiers who were serving as peacekeepers in the conflict zone. To politics, NDA leader John Steenhuisen has demanded urgent talks with the government of National Unity Partners opposing the Expropriation Act. Steenhuisen, citing unconstitutionality claims, called for the act's return to Parliament. He says the DA will invoke Clause 19 of the Statement of Intent, a document asserting the DA's pivotal role in governance.
We have to seriously consider our next steps. The DA will not be reduced to being mere spectators in a government of which we bring a large part of the seats. The solutions must work to undo the failed policies of the past 30 years.
Now to rugby, and the Blitzbox will contest the semi-finals of the Perth Sevens today after blanking Fiji 19-0 in their quarterfinal clash yesterday. The win by the South Africans was impressive after they were clearly stung by a close 19-17 loss to Argentina in a pool match earlier in the day. Captain Impi Visser.
Yeah, I think we had a very slow start, a little bit scrappy yesterday, and then especially the first game against Argentina. I don't think we really played towards our potential. Just a lot of silly errors. The boys' their heads were down after the game against Argentina. But you know, it's knockout rugby. It's one opportunity. And I just asked the guys before that warm-up started. I said, boys, we owe it to ourselves. There's only one opportunity. Let's go take it. And I think the results speaks for itself.
The Blitzbox will now face hosts Australia shortly before 9:30 this morning, while Argentina and Spain will slug it out for the other final spot. In the United Rugby Championship, an exceptional effort from the Bulls bench saw them score 3 second-half tries to overwhelm the Lions 35-22 at Ellis Park. Meanwhile, the Sharks scored 6 tries to beat host Cardiff 42-22. But a disappointing evening for the Stormers, who went down 36-12 against Leinster in Dublin. And finally, in tennis news, the 2 top seeds take each other on in the men's final of the Australian Open later today. First seed Jannik Sinner of Italy will hope to win a second consecutive title in Melbourne when he faces off against number 2 Alexander Zverev of Germany. Zverev, who has yet to win a Grand Slam, has won 4 of their 6 previous encounters. Yesterday, US underdog Marion Keys beat defending champion Aryna Sabalenka in 3 sets to lift the women's singles trophy. I'm Martina van der Walt Elers. Hoofnuus: die Weermag het bevestig dat 9 soldate wat deel was van vredesendings in gewelddadige botsings in die Demokratiese Republiek van die Congo dood is.
High School Hits Classics with Barney Simon, Jacaranda FM.
I want you to want me.